So this is Space Kate in London, and I am proudly wearing my NASA t-shirt today because today is the day that NASA launches its Juno mission, and they're having a tweet up in Florida. I very, very much wish that I was there, but sadly I'm here at work so that I can maybe save up my pennies and do my very best to come back for the Mars Science Laboratory launch. And you know how it is, it's a Friday at work, you go out for lunch with your colleagues and discuss the business you work for, Audioboo. And you don't really look at your phone that much because it's a Friday lunchtime. It can wait. And then you leave the restaurant and you just click onto your Twitter feed and you see a message that says, Administrator Bolden is talking about you. So of course you reply, are you serious? Because obviously that would be mental and cool. And then you see another tweet that says, Charlie Bolden gives a shout-out to Space Kate, telling her story to NASA TweetUp. And then another one. Cool, Charlie Bolden is talking about Space Kate in his speech. Oh my goodness. And then another one. Administrator Bolden is telling the story of Space Nomad Space Kate as an example of extraordinary people promoting space exploration. Just as excited as I was when I first got the email saying that I could come and see the shuttle launch Discovery, and I squeaked all the way home and I leapt about and I'm so excited and I'm really excited again, and I'm sounding like an idiot, I know, and I don't care, but my goodness, Charlie, if you are listening to this, and there's absolutely no reason that you should be, but wow, thank you, that's wow. Gosh, I'm a bit emotional now. That's so exciting. It's just coming up to my birthday next week, and it was exactly, well, on my birthday, it'll be exactly a year from the date that I decided, you know what, I want to be an astronaut. And I knew that I wouldn't be able to do it because I don't have a PhD and I don't have all those things, but I was a journalist, and I thought, if I could be excited enough, and if I could explain it and tell enough people and promote it enough, that maybe one day they'd realise they needed somebody like me to be excited about space, and that they'd send me up there. You know, it's a long shot, I know, I have other equally, if not more so, long shot ideas, but that was a year ago, and since then I've seen two shuttle launches, I've seen two landings, I've made friends with astronauts, I have been toasted by a cosmonaut, I've been flying, I've done amazing, incredible things, and now my boss is following me down the road and I'm going to be really annoyed if he... Good, he's gone away. Oh my god, and I've been lucky enough to meet the head of NASA three times, and he remembered me, and now he obviously remembered me because he's just been talking about me, and... Oh my goodness, I can't actually believe it. But you know what? That is great, because I've been doing what I've been doing. I've been taking photos and tweeting and vlogging and explaining and stopping people in airports and handing out NASA stickers that I've been given and getting people excited, because it is really exciting. I mean, if you've never gone on Google and put in heavens above and looked when the space station is coming over your house, do it. It's the most incredible thing. You can just watch it, this little light in the sky going right across the night sky, and you look up and you're looking at a thing that's up in space. It's a space station. There are people living on it. There have been people living on it for 10 years, and it's incredible. Like, people in space. Wow. I want to be one day. And I just did it because I thought it was fun, and if I could, you know, inspire or teach one person, then I would have done a good thing. And I did. I got a complete stranger from the UK who bought flights and flew over to see the Discovery launch because he'd been following my Space Nomad story and I was so excited by it. And I just come back from the final shuttle launch armed with, you know, armfuls of space-related NASA t-shirts. So I've been wearing them every day since I got back so that I can drum it into the heads of the people I work with that space is really cool. And it turns out they did. They watched the final shuttle launch on the telly, even though I wasn't there. And, you know, because I made them watch 134, and they watched 135 off their own bat, and I'm so excited that that happened. And now I hear that the head of NASA has been talking about me. That sounds like I might have done something good. That's amazing. And I'm wow. Thank you so much. I'm rambling because I'm excited. But this means a huge lot to me, and yay. Space Kate's here to stay then, I guess. Who knows what the next year will bring.